The Moroccan community all over the country have been consolidating in order to go to market, because up in the mountain there is nothing, nothing. Everything is ruined. And they take them food, they take them blanket, tents, name it.
So Moroccan community in Morocco?
Yeah, phenomenal. In fact, the whole world, the Arab world, the French, the Italian, the German, they're all speaking about Moroccan as the most idealistic society that has consolidated and come together in order to help their brothers that lost their home, lost their life. And you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people living in the streets. But they build them tents, they build them this, and they are reaching them with hundreds of trucks loaded with food and commodity.
I saw among some of the photos you sent, you said that one of the ladies there is your daughter. What are they doing?
They're helping people. They're contributing to the victims. For example, I was told this morning that there was a family that lost a lot of member of the family, and one of the gentlemen from that family went to commit suicide because he doesn't want to live anymore. And they were comforting him, hugging him, lifting him up, injecting him with spirituality and all that in order to get off his mind at the end of his life.
So one of the criticism people have is that the Moroccan government has been very slow in allowing other countries to help out.
That's not true. The king of Morocco, he's a very wise man, and he never, ever told anybody to stop or not to do what they're supposed to do. But because we're getting so many things happening at the same time, they want them to follow what they call, just wait. You know, give us this, give us that, when you're going to come. Because otherwise it's going to be chaotic if the king of Morocco opens the door to everybody to come in with a load of truck and boats to save Morocco. It's happening, very good, but well organized within inside. Within outside, people don't know what's going on inside.
You are based in the United States and you are in Morocco on to promote tourism, is that correct?
Well, yes. Well, not tourism. Morocco is beloved by so many people. There's so many people that love Morocco for its spirituality, for its humanity, for its what we call cohesion. Like, for example, in Morocco, the interfaith is alive and well. And I mean, the interfaith is the Christianity, Muslims, and Judaism. They're all included in the Quran.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
James, you're very welcome. Anytime.